Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 3rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Shoemade Engineering presents breakthrough hybrid dry adiabatic cooling design, passes key benchmark. Shoemade Engineering, a leading MEP engineering firm, has launched its new cooling design, Hybrid Dryadiabatic Cooling, HDAC, proven to reduce power and water consumption significantly. Presented at AFCOM's Data Center World Conference, this patent-pending design utilizes both wet and dry cooling techniques within a closed loop, disrupting the sector. The system uses half the power and less than 10% of the water compared to traditional data centers, offering massive savings. The creators, Darren Shoemate and R. Steven Spinazzola, showcased how the system can lower power usage effectiveness for hyperscale data centers. The successful test at Baltimore Air Coil Company's facility confirmed the design's efficiency. As demand for high-performance data centers grows, Shoemate Engineering's solution addresses energy and environmental challenges, enabling sustainable scaling of AI workloads.
Healthcare Capital Advisors expands leadership team. Healthcare Capital Advisors has expanded its leadership team with the launch of a dedicated consulting practice led by Lisa Richardson, a seasoned behavioral healthcare executive. Lisa will be joined by a team of experts, including Leah Hendricks, Teresa McClure, Dr. Michelle Maloney, Aaron Kennedy, Michelle Santagata, Jessica Molina, and two more executives to be announced later. Together, they will offer fractional executive services, startup and turnaround strategy, sale preparation, and operational consulting to behavioral healthcare organizations and investors. Jacob Lynch, Managing Director at HCA, expressed confidence in the team's ability to help clients succeed in today's market. Lisa emphasized the importance of having a well-rounded team of experts to support organizations in scaling and sustaining their operations. The team also plans to donate a portion of its profits to several organizations close to their hearts. For more information, visit the Healthcare Capital Advisors website.
AI chatbot development services for diverse industries. Greener SEO proudly announces the introduction of its innovative AI chatbot development services, designed to revolutionize customer interaction and optimize business workflows. With extensive industry experience, Greener SEO understands the challenges businesses face in sustaining customer engagement. AI chatbots offer a solution by providing prompt responses and tailored communication. These chatbots can be customized to fit the specific needs of each business, whether enhancing customer support, facilitating sales, or disseminating information. By automating routine inquiries, organizations can allocate human resources to more complex tasks. Additionally, AI chatbots can gather valuable data to refine marketing approaches and improve customer satisfaction. Greener SEO's commitment to quality ensures exceptional support throughout the development process, positioning the company as a leader in AI chatbot technology.
Kensington Vanguard hires Roger Saylor as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Kensington Vanguard National Land Services welcomes Roger B. Saylor Escor as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Saylor, with extensive experience in commercial title insurance, will lead Michigan operations from Detroit. Zach Marco also joins as National Senior Commercial Underwriting Counsel. Saylor aims to provide top-notch title and escrow services to Michigan's commercial real estate market and beyond. Brian Cooper, KV co-CEO, highlights the company's growth in the Midwest, with recent expansions in Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, and now Michigan. Kensington Vanguard's three divisions cater to diverse clientele, offering services for commercial, residential, and 1031 exchange transactions. For more information, visit kvnational.com.
Equinox appoints Bindu Shah as Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Digital Officer. Equinox, the authority in high-performance luxury lifestyle, has appointed Bindu Shah as Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Digital Officer. Shah will lead the development and execution of the brand's marketing and digital strategy to enhance brand awareness and drive member acquisition and retention. With experience at Tory Burch, Sephora, and Gilt Group, Shah brings a wealth of expertise in brand strategy, e-commerce, and digital innovation. Equinox President Mastronardi believes Shah's leadership will accelerate growth and strengthen the brand. Founded in 1991, Equinox continues to disrupt the fitness category with over 100 clubs globally, offering a holistic approach to fitness. For more information, visit the Equinox website.
Sun Life US appoints Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer. Sun Life US has appointed Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer for its dental business, including DentaQuest. Dr. Gray will focus on enhancing clinical strategy, quality oversight, and collaboration with dental providers. His experience spans over 20 years, with a focus on Medicaid and special populations. Dr. Gray aims to improve access to quality oral health care nationwide. Sun Life US Dental, which includes DentaQuest, is dedicated to preventistry, emphasizing preventive care and expanded access. Sun Life manages dental benefits for approximately 35 million Americans and is the largest Medicaid and CHIP dental benefits administrator in the U.S. Sun Life is an international financial services organization with operations in multiple markets worldwide. For more information, visit sunlife.com. HireLogic appoints Nicole Saunders to lead customer experience strategy. HireLogic, a leading provider of engagement software, has appointed Nicole Saunders to lead its customer experience strategy. With over 15 years of experience in community and customer marketing, Saunders will focus on helping organizations use community to strengthen customer relationships. At HireLogic, she will shape how organizations leverage community for customer engagement and retention. CEO Rob Wenger praised Saunders for her expertise in turning customer relationships into long-term growth. Saunders will also represent HireLogic externally through industry events and partnerships, shaping how the market approaches community-led growth. She will share more insights in an upcoming webinar on June 5th at 2 p.m. ET, discussing how to align community programs with customer advocacy strategies.
Gene Witz joins Wilson Sonsini as Senior Patent Counsel. Wilson Sonsini Goodrich & Rosati announced that Gene Witz has joined the firm as Senior Patent Counsel in its Washington, D.C. office. With nearly 40 years of experience in patent law, Witz brings exceptional knowledge in biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, chemistry, and chemical engineering. Dr. Louis Lito, leader of Wilson Sonsini's Patents and Innovations Department, expressed excitement about Witz's arrival, highlighting her expertise in biotech, pharmaceutical, and chemical patent re-examinations. Witz's extensive experience at the USPTO includes roles as a patent examiner in biotechnology, supervisory patent re-examination specialist, and quality assurance specialist. Her contributions have been recognized with numerous honors, including the USPTO Exceptional Career Award. With a strong academic background and a passion for education, Witz is well-equipped to help clients navigate the intellectual property landscape with clarity and foresight.
CyrusOne appoints Krupal Raval as Chief Strategy Officer. CyrusOne, a global data center developer, announced Krupal Raval as its new Chief Strategy Officer. Raval, previously at Equinix, will lead development in the U.S. and drive collaborations with hyperscale customers. CEO Eric Schwartz praised Raval's industry experience and leadership. With over a dozen data centers under construction, Raval's strategic vision will accelerate growth. CyrusOne specializes in digital infrastructure solutions for hyperscale and enterprise companies, offering flexible and customized solutions to meet evolving digital needs.
Radial promotes Shauna Bowen to EVP, Chief Digital and Transformation Officer. Radial Inc., a BP Host Group company, has promoted Shauna Bowen to Executive Vice President, Chief Digital and Transformation Officer. Bowen, who previously served as SVP of Strategy and Transformation, will now oversee technology, product, and transformation at Radial. This promotion follows the planned retirement of Chief Technology Officer Jim French. Under Bowen's leadership, Radial Fast Track Fulfillment Solution has been adopted by 7 modern brands since its launch in March, providing a high-performing, low-friction way to scale fulfillment in a volatile market. CEO Tom Schmidt praised Bowen's bold leadership and vision, stating that she is reshaping client expectations from a 3PL partner. With digital transformation more critical than ever, Radial is poised to drive the next wave of e-commerce excellence under Bowen's leadership.
James West joins Turbine Hub as Senior Advisor and Head of Financial Market Strategy. Turbine Hub, a provider of geospatial financial modeling software for the clean energy industry, has appointed James West as Senior Advisor and Head of Financial Market Strategy. With a background in energy finance and capital markets, Mr. West's expertise will help expand Turbine Hub's platform and impact in the energy industry. Previously at Evercore ISI, Mr. West led research on sustainable technologies. He will advise on financial market positioning, capital formation strategies, and client development at Turbine Hub. CEO Dylan Gust praises Mr. West's insights and market leadership. Mr. West looks forward to strengthening Turbine Hub's position in the evolving energy landscape, leveraging AI to navigate the global energy transition. Turbine Hub's platform streamlines clean energy investment through geospatial intelligence and financial analytics, enabling informed decision-making for developers and investors. Surgimate appoints Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. Surgimate, a leading provider of surgical coordination and scheduling software, has appointed Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. In this role, Vaughn will enhance the customer experience across Surgimate's business lines, including surgical scheduling and patient access. With over 15 years of healthcare operations experience, Vaughn's leadership will support strategic growth initiatives. CEO Craig Brown looks forward to partnering with Vaughn to maximize value delivery and scale solutions that set a new standard for surgical care. Surgimate aims to increase volume, reduce cancellations, and achieve sustainable growth for surgical practices in the U.S.
CareMex appoints Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. CareMex, a leading technology-enabled services company, has appointed Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. Flaherty will oversee the company's commercial strategy, working with pharmaceutical manufacturers, providers, and internal teams to expand patient support capabilities. With over 20 years of leadership experience in healthcare, Flaherty joins CareMex from Cardinal Health's Specialty Network Solutions Division. As part of this transition, Shabir Ahmed will now serve as Chief Growth Officer. Flaherty's appointment reflects CareMex's commitment to leadership in patient access and technology, delivering efficient solutions for patients and providers. CareMex is dedicated to improving patient access to specialty medications, serving over 80 brands. Learn more at CareMedX.com. Mitiga appoints John Vecchi as CMO and John Stockel as CFO. Mitiga, the real-time cloud detection and response solution, has appointed John Vecchi as Chief Marketing Officer and John Stockel as Chief Financial Officer. Vecchi brings extensive experience in cybersecurity and technology solutions, having held leadership roles at companies like Zscaler and McAfee. Stockel joins from DeepWatch with a background in finance and operations. These key hires highlight Mitiga's commitment to scaling operations and expanding market reach in the cloud security sector. With Vecchi leading global marketing and Stockel overseeing finance, Mitiga is poised for continued growth and innovation in addressing evolving cybersecurity threats.
Bradley names Deborah Kazan Office Managing Partner in Atlanta. Bradley Arendt Bolt Cummings LLP has named Deborah Kazan as the new Atlanta Office Managing Partner, succeeding Sydney S. Welch. Kazan, with over 20 years of experience in construction law, aims to continue the office's growth trajectory. Since its opening in May 2023, the Atlanta office has expanded from 20 attorneys to over 60, becoming the third largest location in the firm. Bradley's strong performance in 2024, with double-digit revenue and net income increases, is attributed to strategic growth and investments. With offices across several states, Bradley's 700-plus lawyers serve clients in various industries, offering top-tier legal services and expertise.
Trilliad appoints Matt Nager as Chief Solutions Officer. Trilliad has appointed Matt Nager as its new Chief Solutions Officer, bringing nearly 30 years of experience in advertising, B2B marketing, and technology services. Nager will lead Trilliad's solutions strategy, shaping offerings that drive business transformation. His appointment highlights Trilliad's commitment to innovation and delivering results. Nager's expertise in client leadership, technology development, and strategic consulting will support Trilliad's vision. CEO Craig Dempster expressed excitement about Nager's leadership, emphasizing his industry foresight. Nager is eager to help clients solve challenges and drive connected growth at Trilliad. His appointment signifies Trilliad's evolution as a partner for leading brands seeking tech-forward growth solutions.
Investor news breaks. Adara launches crowdfunding campaign to scale functional wellness movement. Adara, the wellness brand behind EMPWR Plus, has launched a $250,000 crowdfunding campaign on WeFunder to disrupt the $150 billion supplement market. In less than a year, Adara has secured distribution with top California retailers, achieved 65% repeat revenue, and partnered with chefs and spas. The funds raised will support national expansion, production scaling, and further innovation in functional nutrition and wellness gifting. Investors can join with as little as $2,500 under a 10% discount safe, with potential perks ranging from product bundles to immersive wellness experiences. Founded in San Diego, Adara is committed to radical transparency, sustainable sourcing, and building a future where food is both functional and deeply nourishing. Solar Bank Corp., CBOECUNFGY2, to develop 6.9 megawatts community solar project in Nova Scotia. Solar Bank Corp., a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects, is set to develop a 6.9 megawatt Brooklyn solar project in Nova Scotia. This project, expected to power around 900 homes, aligns with Nova Scotia's goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2035. The construction, with an estimated cost of $13.9 million, is scheduled to start in spring 2026 and finish by summer 2026. Solar Bank's expertise in community solar development in the U.S. is now being utilized in Canada, where government support for renewable energy projects remains strong. The project is owned by AI Renewable Fund, and Solar Bank will lead the engineering and construction efforts.
Bruce A. Watterson joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Bruce A. Watterson has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a Senior Managing Director, Managing Group Director in the Commercial Banking Division. With over 40 years of banking experience, Bruce previously worked at Flagstar Bank and Citigroup Private Bank. He holds a degree in finance and accounting from Pace University and is involved in various Long Island community organizations. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the bank's holding company, offers client-centric banking solutions with assets of $7.1 billion. PPAC Private Bank and Trust provides wealth management, investment banking, and personal banking services, focusing on client service and innovative solutions.
WTW appoints Eric McMurray as Chairman, Health, Wealth, and Career, and Ann Pullum as Global Leader of Health and Benefits Business. Towers Watson, a WTW business, announced the appointment of Eric McMurray as Chairman, Health, Wealth, and Career effective July 1st. McMurray will support M&A readiness, strategy execution, client growth, and senior leadership development. Ann Pullum will succeed McMurray as the global leader of the health and benefits business while continuing her role as co-head of corporate development. Julie Gebauer, president of Health, Wealth, and Career, praised McMurray's leadership and expressed confidence in Pullum's ability to build on past successes. WTW, providing data-driven solutions in people, risk, and capital, aims to bring vital healthcare coverage and benefits to more people worldwide.
Anthony Del Rio and Kate Hardioin Catton's National Healthcare Practice. Catton has expanded its healthcare team with partners Anthony Del Rio and Kate Hardy in Chicago and Charlotte, respectively. Del Rio is known for his expertise in the healthcare industry, advising clients on transactional matters and regulatory compliance. Hardy guides clients through regulatory and transactional landscapes in healthcare, life sciences, and food industries. Associates Vinal Patel and Caitlin A. Kiram bring substantial healthcare transactional and regulatory experience. The addition of Del Rio and Hardy enhances Catton's capabilities in the evolving healthcare sector, especially for private equity investors. The team's arrival follows the recent addition of Paul R. DeMuro, Ph.D., as counsel in Dallas, further strengthening Catton's healthcare practice.
SLR Credit Solutions appoints Taylor Stewart as Director of Origination. SLR Credit Solutions, a leading provider of direct private credit solutions for middle market businesses, has appointed Taylor Stewart as Director of Origination. With over 12 years of industry experience, Taylor brings expertise in originating, structuring, and underwriting credit facilities for middle market companies. Taylor joins from PNC Business Credit, where he covered sponsors and intermediaries in the Northwest region. Previously, Taylor worked at Wells Fargo Capital Finance. According to Tanner Pfeiffer, SMD Head of Originations, Taylor will contribute to delivering innovative secured debt financings across various industries. SLR Credit Solutions, a portfolio company of SLR Capital Partners, focuses on originating, underwriting, and managing asset-based and cash flow financings for middle market companies with over $4 billion in secured debt commitments provided since 2006.
Investor News Breaks SportLink, Inc. retains Del Morgan & Co. and Baird Augustine to lead $40 million capital raise for global sports expansion. SportLink, Inc., a Phoenix-based AI-powered platform, has retained Del Morgan & Co. and Baird Augustine to lead a $40 million capital raise for global sports expansion. Del Morgan will oversee a $30 million institutional round in December 2025, while Baird Augustine will manage a $10 million convertible note offering in July. SportLink, known for its GolfLink app, is expanding to 33 sports like tennis and soccer, offering personalized matchmaking and facility reservations. CEO Noah DePasquale aims to replicate Epic Golf Club's model on a global scale. For more information, visit SportLink's website.
CyrusOne appoints Krupal Raval as Chief Strategy Officer. CyrusOne, a global data center developer and operator, has appointed Krupal Raval as Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer. Raval will lead the company's development program and engage with hyperscale customers. With experience at Equinix and Digital Realty, Raval brings industry expertise to CyrusOne. CEO Eric Schwartz believes Raval's leadership will accelerate growth and enhance market position. CyrusOne operates over 55 data centers worldwide, offering tailored solutions for hyperscale and enterprise companies. For more information, visit CyrusOne.com. Advizon appoints Clark Richards as Vice President of Client Success. Advizon, a comprehensive technology platform for financial advisors, has appointed Clark Richards as Vice President of Client Success. Richards will lead client-facing teams, emphasizing excellence in customer service. With over 14 years of experience in client relationship management, Richards' leadership will support Advizon's commitment to seamless user experiences. His background includes roles at Envestnet, Tamarack, and Juniper Square, focusing on client retention and growth strategies. Advizon's CEO, Halen Lee, is excited to welcome Richards, noting his alignment with the company's mission. Advizon's dedication to client service has been recognized by American Banker, naming them one of the best places to work in FinTech 2025.
Knight Food Holdings Inc., TF, accelerates hospitality innovation through AI, robotics as a service. Knight Food Holdings Inc., NTF, is at the forefront of hospitality innovation, incorporating AI and robotics as a service into its offerings for clients. The use of AI and robots in the hospitality sector is transforming guest experiences, with robots handling tasks like room service deliveries and housekeeping support. NGTF's strategic evolution aligns with industry-wide advancements in AI and RAS, positioning the company as a leader in technological development within the hospitality industry. According to a recent report by HospitalityNet, AI is reshaping norms in hospitality, and NGTF is leveraging this trend to drive innovation and enhance guest services.
Advisory Health Survey reveals critical gap in prescription savings for uninsured Spanish speakers. Advisory Health Survey revealed a critical gap in prescription savings for uninsured Spanish speakers in the U.S. Nearly half of uninsured Spanish speakers were unaware of prescription discount cards, leading to challenges in accessing affordable health care. Health disparities impact the Hispanic community significantly, with high rates of chronic conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Lack of insurance coverage and barriers like cost and language further hinder healthcare accessibility. Younger adults show higher engagement with prescription discount cards, indicating a positive shift towards more affordable medications. Advisory Health is actively working to educate and provide access to prescription savings, offering up to 80% off medications at over 37,000 pharmacies nationwide. To learn more and start saving on prescriptions, visit advisoryhealth.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., NASDAQ QNTM, clarifies name, ownership, and RTO rumors involving UnbuzzD. Quantum Biopharma recently clarified misinformation surrounding rumors of a name change and reverse takeover involving UnbuzzD Wellness eWellness Inc. Quantum confirmed it has not changed its name to UnbuzzD and is not part of an RTO transaction. While Quantum is UnbuzzD's largest shareholder and debt holder, the two entities remain separate. Quantum holds 200 million shares of UnbuzzD, a 7% royalty agreement on revenue up to $250 million, and a warrant to increase its stake to 25%. UnbuzzD, led by former Coca-Cola executive John Duffy and Celsius Holdings former CEO Gary David, is preparing for a possible IPO with MNP LLP conducting PCAOB audits. Quantum also announced a pending $20,903 debt settlement with two vendors to be completed in early June.
Lash Therapy continues to grow internationally. Lash Therapy Australia, the award-winning beauty and wellness brand, has officially launched into Costco Canada, marking a significant milestone for the company's international expansion. Canadian customers can now find Lash Therapy's best-selling lash and brow serum in select Costco Canada locations and online. The partnership with Costco reflects the growing global demand for premium, cruelty-free vegan beauty solutions. Co-founder Emma Spiliopoulos expressed excitement about making high-quality products accessible to more people. Lash Therapy's clean, effective formulas have garnered millions of loyal customers and five-star reviews, setting new standards in the industry. The brand's recent U.S. activations included an editorial event sponsored by Global Victoria Australia and appearances at Coachella, solidifying its presence among beauty tastemakers and digital creators. Lane 42 Investment Partners announces senior leadership team. Lane 42 Investment Partners, LLC, has announced additional members of its senior leadership team, including Cass Traub, Anna Spector, Alexis Otto, and Donald Long. These executives will work alongside founder and CEO Scott Graves to build and scale the Lane 42 platform. Cass Traub, based in Santa Monica, brings experience from Oaktree Capital Management. Anna Spector, based in New York, has a background in compliance at CVC and KKR. Alexis Otto, also in New York, has expertise in fundraising from Oaktree Capital Management. Donald Long, based in Santa Monica, will oversee operations, technology, and data capabilities. Lane 42 Investment Partners focuses on capturing opportunities in public and private markets, led by Scott L. Graves, with a $2 billion capital commitment. Learn more at lane42.com. Cabot appoints Matthew Wood as SVP and President, Reinforcement Materials Segment. Cabot Corporation announced that Bart Kalkstein, President of the Reinforcement Materials Segment, will retire in January 2026. Matthew Wood will take over as SVP and President of the segment, effective June 15, 2025. Kalkstein, who joined Cabot in 2005, has been crucial in driving the segment's financial performance and operational excellence. Wood, who joined Cabot in 2010, has a strong background in commercial, marketing, and strategy roles. Cabot's CEO, Sean Keohane, expressed confidence in Wood's ability to lead the reinforcement materials team and drive growth for the company in the future. Cabot Corporation is a global specialty chemicals and performance materials company based in Boston, Massachusetts, known for providing a wide range of innovative products.
SmartBear appoint Kelly Wenzel as CMO and Martin Muzierowicz as CRO. SmartBear, a leading provider of software quality and visibility solutions, has appointed Kelly Wenzel as Chief Marketing Officer and Martin Muzierowicz as Chief Revenue Officer. Kelly brings a track record of driving growth at Andela and Amazon Alexa, whose global developer communities reach nearly 500,000 technologists worldwide. Martin spent 7 years at Atlassian, one of SmartBear's key partners, where he scaled the company's worldwide channel sales from $25 million to over $1.3 billion. Together, their leadership will accelerate SmartBear's AI-powered transformation to help developers deliver high-quality software at unprecedented speed. Martin brings more than 2 decades of experience in global sales and go-to-market leadership, while Kelly has led marketing for high-growth startups and scaled global enterprises like Amazon Alexa and Amazon Pay. SmartBear is hiring in sales and marketing. For open positions, visit the SmartBear website.
TRP Infrastructure Services, an Arlington Capital Partners portfolio company, appoints Andrew Liebert as CEO. TRP Infrastructure Services, a leading provider of safety-critical roadway marking and traffic control solutions, has appointed Andrew Liebert as CEO. Co-founder Rod Peckerney will remain as senior advisor. TRP is a portfolio company of Arlington Capital Partners, specializing in government-regulated industries. Liebert brings over 2 decades of experience in highway construction and traffic safety. He will lead growth initiatives and evolve TRP's offerings. Arlington's managing partner, Michael Lustbader, praised TRP's excellence and confidence in Liebert's leadership. Liebert's previous roles include CCO of Colony Hardware and Executive VP of Aramco. TRP serves Texas and the Southeast with pavement marking and traffic control services. For more information, visit infrastructure.com. Sales of hybrid vehicles are rising while PHEV EV sales stagnate. Analysis by Ward's Intelligence shows that hybrid vehicle sales in the U.S. are on the rise, while sales of battery electric vehicles, BEVs, and plug-in hybrid vehicles, PHEVs, have stagnated. In Q1 2025, BEVs, hybrids, and PHEVs made up around 22% of light-duty car sales, up from 18% in the same quarter in 2024. With the Trump administration considering halting federal EV tax credits, more American drivers may opt for more affordable hybrids over premium BEVs and PHEVs. These market shifts pose challenges for EV industry players like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, who will need to adapt to changing consumer preferences. Study finds that kids, young people, wait longer to receive a cancer diagnosis. A recent study by experts at University of Nottingham in the UK found that young individuals with certain types of cancer, like bone malignancies, experience longer delays in receiving a diagnosis. The team aims to use these findings to develop interventions to shorten the time to diagnosis in these cases. Meanwhile, companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are working on developing more effective treatments. Investors can find updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communication platform focused on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target markets effectively. Investor news breaks. VivaCore Inc. NASDAQ-VK expands strategic oil logistics in Permian Basin. VivaCore Inc. VIVK is expanding its crude oil storage, logistics, and marketing operations in the Permian Basin. With 10 pipeline injection stations connecting to major pipelines, VivaCore plays a vital role in supporting the region's oil output. Chairman and CEO James Ballingee highlighted the company's position as a key logistics hub, optimizing revenue for producers. VivaCore's integrated facilities provide services under long-term contracts, including crude oil and produced water gathering, storage, transportation, reuse, and remediation. To learn more about VivaCore and its strategic expansion, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.